Are you interested in beekeeping but still aren't sure if it's worth it? Well, Blaine's Farm and Fleet makes it easy to reap the sweet reward of homespun honey with beekeeping starter kits, accessories, and some friendly advice. Learn more, farmandfleet.com/beekeeping.
We're recognizing farms and homesteads that have been in the family for more than 100 or 150 years. I'm Charity Seebecker from the Midwest Farm Report. These families were celebrated at the Wisconsin State Fair in West Allis. One farm recognized is that of Lisa and Steven Schleicher. This Dane County farm's history dates back to 1922. Steven Schleicher tells us more about the history of the farm.
Well, back in 1914, my grandpa got married, and he farmed over by Morrisonville, which is north of DeForest. And in 1922, we moved to the Columbus Farm, so they loaded all the cows and horses and chickens on a trailer. It was about 18 miles trip over to our farm. So they had to start out early in the morning, I'm sure, to get there. But
so what was the original homestead like? How many buildings or what types of buildings, the size, acreage? Things like that.
It's a 160-acre farm. When we moved there, they just put a new barn up in 1911. At the time, so it wasn't that old. And they held about 38 cows in there with the horses on one end, they did. And then there's a granary, and that was about it. And then one hog house. But my grandpa, he built quite a few new milk house, added on the house, and machine shed, tobacco shed they raised.
So what was the original farm? Was it a dairy operation, crops, a little bit of everything? Or what really was that original homestead like?
It was a little of everything. They had dairy, pigs, and they raised tobacco for a while, and then they even raised sugar beets. And that was kind of unique. One time, we had prisoners of the wars worked on our farm back then, too, so my grandpa had them out to help with the sugar beets that time, too. So,
do you mind talking a little bit more about that and how that worked?
Well, when I heard little stories, most of them were pretty good, but there was a couple that my grandpa had. He took a few swings at my grandpa. But otherwise, I guess they all liked it here pretty good.
What were the first years like for your family on that farm? I know over time and over the years, there's some successes and probably some hardships that they've had to go through.
No, the depression, I know, it was pretty hard on them. I know Aunt always said my grandpa was very, when he come to make an apple pie, the apples weren't very good, and he expected you to trim all the bugs out to make an apple pie. But they survived out of it. But it was hard, I know that. But there were six, my grandpa, they had six boys in that family, so they all worked quite pretty hard on there.
So what types of improvements or changes have been made from that original farmstead to where it is today?
Well, they had Stanton Barn in 2000. We put a milking parlor in, so we bought 75 milk cows there right now.
And how has the farm been passed on from generation to generation?
Started out my grandpa, then my dad and my one uncle farmed together for a while, then my dad bought it, and then I inherited it from when my parents passed away.
And what are some of your favorite memories that you have from growing up on the farm, or memories and stories that have been passed down from generations that you remember?
Yeah, well, 4-H, we thought it was always fun because we always would have the annual hayride in the fall. So we'd meet in one neighbor, we always would build a bonfire like that. And so that was always something unique there. And it was just 4-H, and we did a lot of stuff with the neighbors and stuff like that, too. And it was always fun. I got 7 kids myself, so they all grew up on the farm and play around a lot out there.
What is the farm today? What is your farmstead like? And now we mentioned, you know, some different changes that have been made. So where is it today?
Well, I've been trying to keep up with the changing times with what we can. My kids want me to do a lot more. But I said, they want to do that. Maybe it's time for them to step up too and do some of that stuff too.
What do you think makes your farm unique compared to other farms in Wisconsin?
Being that still it's completely family run. We milk our own cows yet, and we grow our own crops. We harvest it and plant everything ourselves yet, so we do all that ourselves. So that, I think, is unique. So I don't think there's that many to do that anymore yet.
How many cows or acres do you have right now?
It's a 160-acre farm, and there's about 75 milk cows. We raise Holsteins, and then we also raise the steers up.
And what does your next generation look like for the future of your farm?
Well, there's a lot. One of them wants me to put robotic milkers in, of course. And then the other ones like to do the crop work, two of them like to do more just to crop work part of it.
And then is there anything else that you would like to share about your farm, the history, or being recognized today?
Well, this is one thing unique. When Ellis Chalmers Corporation was going down here, they got to try out the first full-type PTO combine was brought out to our farm, and they tried it out there, which my dad was telling me, my grandpa was driving the tractor, and the guy from Ellis Chalmers was standing on the hitch over the PTO. Well, they didn't have a shield on the PTO, and it caught his pants and tore his pants off, and he was standing in his boxer shorts, and the guy from Ellis Chalmers goes, I think we got to go take this back. We got to put a shield over it. But that was one thing I thought my dad told me about. It's kind of unique.
Steven Schleicher shares the story of his family farm in Dane County. The Century Farm Program originated as part of Wisconsin's centennial celebration in 1948. Each year, about 100 properties are honored. You can listen to some of these stories at MidwestFarmReport.com. These stories are brought to you courtesy of Compeer Financial. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
Now's the perfect time to start planning your paint projects. Blaine's Farm and Fleet is your one-stop shop for all kinds of painting needs, from brushes, rollers, and paint trays to drop cloths, ladders, you name it. Shop great prices in-store or online at farmandfleet.com.